This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Israeli army says it found a dead hostage in the Al-Shifa hospital complex and blamed Hamas on the death. They also said they found Hamas weapons in the hospital in tunnels beneath the complex, releasing a video showing the material.
This is the bag that we found.
Hamas, which is a U.S.-designated terrorist group, denies the claims. U.S. President Joe Biden has made America's case to CEOs attending the Asia-Pacific summit in San Francisco.
The United States is a Pacific power. I had that brief discussion yesterday with President Xi. He had asked me before, I reminded him, why we are so engaged in the Pacific. It's because we're a Pacific nation. And because of us, there's been peace and security in the region, allowing you to grow. He didn't disagree. By the way, it was a very good, straightforward meeting.
Biden told the CEOs that the U.S. and other Pacific nations could offer businesses a better option than China. EU Council President Charles Michel meets with European leaders in Zagreb talking about the bloc's enlargement.
We know that the enlargement, the prospect of the enlargement is very important because we know that the EU will be safer and more prosperous with those countries.
He said that foreign interference from Russia and other sources could pose a threat to the EU enlarging. The six Western Balkan states, Albania, Bosnia, Kosovo, Montenegro, North Macedonia and Serbia, are all at different stages in the process of joining the EU. Last year, Moldova and Ukraine were granted candidate status, and Georgia is